country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised. Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly.
All right.
Welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned into the Trump Phenomenon here on March 20th, 2017. I'm James Kelso. Joining me right out of the gate here is George in Maryland. George, thank you for your presence.
Hi, James. I was just watching the Trump rally in Kentucky. At least the people in that rally liked him.
Ah, excellent. The well, we've got all kinds of news to report to you today, and we invite you to comment on what you may have seen or heard about the Trump phenomenon in the last 24 hours. Our call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we'll endeavor to get your calls right on the air, not make you wait. And anybody out there with a rain check, please redeem your rain check and call in. And I'll try to remember who you are and the engineer. Tell the engineer I've got a rain check, and the engineer will make a note to that effect to me, and we will get you on the air. Well, to start off with some excellent news, Marine Le Pen today was in a debate with her opponents in the French presidential election, and she did very well. And her opponents embarrassed themselves. This was a big deal, a big débat in French that the whole nation saw. And that was the first debate between all of the candidates. So we'll have to see what the polls say as to the effect of this debate on the upcoming April 23rd vote in France. But it was great, and it paralleled the Trump phenomenon in that this was a chance for Marine Le Pen to be herself and to make her direct communication. That's the parallel with Trump, communicating directly with the people of France as Trump has communicated directly with us and continues to do so. In fact, let me just take a look at his tweets for today. And interestingly, Donald Trump was tweeting during another event today, which was James, I'll tell you, I don't like this guy, James Comey. But James Comey testifying for hours today before a congressional committee, and the Donald Trump tweeting during that testimony. I thought that was great. And sending his tweets to his now 26.8 million Twitter followers. So this number is climbing rapidly. It's going to go clearly to 30 million and keep going. I don't know who the person in the world is with the most Twitter followers, but Donald Trump is going to overtake that person, whoever it may be, and if he isn't already that person. He says, vis-a-vis the rally in Kentucky, thank you, Kentucky, I'm on my way. He tweeted that 2 hours ago. And then during the Comey hearing, he said things like, what about all the contact with the Clinton campaign and the Russians? Also, is it true that the DNC would not let the FBI in to look? So the congressmen during this hearing were actually, you know, on their cell phones or on their computers in front of them, were actually seeing live tweets from Donald Trump saying, hey, why don't you ask him this? Or what about that?
Tom from Florida is right. Comey the commie. What a I can't even say it on the air, James. That guy's got to go.
Yeah, I think it was I think it was a boo-boo to leave James Comey in there. It would be perfectly normal to not perfectly normal to replace him. There are only one other president replaced. I'm trying to remember who it is, but I think it was Bill Clinton replaced the FBI director. And so, but it's within the prerogative of the president to replace the FBI director. And Comey, in all the things he's said up to now, to me, he just seems like a snake-like person. There are people who say, oh, he's an upstanding person. Various people give testimonials that they think he's has character. Boy, I'll tell you what, he doesn't come across that way to me.
He's the worst ever. And yeah. I see the wire crossing that, you know, the Clinton campaign, I'm calling him that makes me laugh, but the Clinton campaign like rolled up the flag and said, Mr. Comey cost her the election. Sounds kind of false flaggish to me. I mean, yeah. If Comey were worth two pieces of raw, you know what? Mrs. Clinton wouldn't have made it past, you know, July 4th, 2015.
Yes. Well, anyway, so we have to deal with this James Comey, who he just likes to be on camera and likes to be making news. What he did today, one of the Republican congressmen said, you know, boy, you better get this, whatever investigation or whatever you guys are doing, you better get it done quickly. Because what he had done today, said the Republican, is cast aspersions all over the place, you know, saying, well, I can't name exactly who we're investigating, but we're investigating people. Oh, great. Thanks a lot. Why not just shut up? And if you're doing an investigation, keep it confidential. And if some congressman asks you, say, we'll let you know when we get something.
But it's going to be a good time for Rand Paul to do his thing and say he should be the one calling for the resignation. Rand Paul, the president was in your state today. Ask the FBI director to resign, please.
Yes. Yeah. I like that. The in any event, there will be lots of people like James Comey and plenty of others who are holdovers, and Donald Trump will have to sort out just who the worst among them are and offload them. So, and I can't fault him for not being able to figure out exactly who the worst are right out of the gate. That's something that develops, and also he's a very busy man. I don't think he has the time to do an assessment on each of the thousands of people of the holdovers and figure out which he's going to offload. Let me take a look at my call board here and see if any of you rain checkers have called in yet. Nope. Line's open. So if somebody out there with a rain check calls in now, you will get on the air right away.
Tony calls back.
Yeah, Tony in Chicago. Yeah. I'm going here to Donald Trump's Louisville appearance today, and I'll see if I can't get some of that audio for you. Here it is right here. Let's listen to Donald Trump today. A massive crowd with drain the swamp signs. Here he is today. Coming up to the podium.
Here in the Grinch.
Everybody's going wild, as usual.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I am thrilled to be here in the great state of Kentucky and the beautiful city of Louisville. And this place is packed. There are a lot of people outside aren't getting in, but that's all right. We love them too, right? We love them too. We're in the heartland of America, and there is no place I would rather be than here with you tonight. Our first Republican president, Abraham Lincoln, was born right here in Kentucky. That's not bad. The legendary pioneer, Daniel Boone, helped settle the Kentucky frontier. And the great 19th century American statesman, Henry Clay, represented Kentucky in the United States Congress. Henry Clay believed in what he called the American system and proposed tariffs to protect American industry and finance American infrastructure. I'm honored to be here today with many of your tremendous modern-day leaders. We're joined tonight, and I want you to give him a nice hand because he's on our side. Got to take good care of our people, right? And he's got a lot of power for the people of Kentucky. By our Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell. Where is he? Come here, Mitch. Thank you, Mitch. How are you doing, Mitch? Hey, Mitch, we gonna be okay? Everything good? That health care is looking good? Good. Thanks, Mitch.
Okay. I turn it down right there. That's interesting. You know, Donald Trump is playing the chess pieces properly, I believe. And one of them right there was the majority leader, Mitch McConnell. The squeeze that Donald Trump, I don't know if it's the right word, the pressure that Donald Trump is able to exert on somebody like Mitch McConnell is that he's got these huge crowds of Kentuckians going wild for him, Donald Trump and his program, and Mitch McConnell. the politician in Mitch McConnell can read the writing on that wall and knows he better get in tune with this man that Kentucky loves so much. Let's go to the great state of Georgia and Fred there. With something to say. Fred, what's on your mind?
Please.
Come in, Fred.
Hey there.
Yes, Fred.
Thanks for the show. Great show as always. I missed the clip you just played because my son needed me for a second. But when you had James Comey on, I had an idea and I thought I'd throw it out there for you guys and hopefully if any of Trump's people are listening. Concerning Drain the Swamp, I think he could do that with one executive order. If he put out an order that said that any intelligence agency that has surveillance records that involve human trafficking, child abuse, or potential congressional blackmail, they're to be turned over to the Justice Department, and failure to do so would make them complicit in the crime or treason for potential blackmail. That's it. I mean, people like Comey would come down.
That's an interesting
Bring it on.
So,
and I think
that's just been on the news a lot lately, and I think that's part of the reason he can't get anything done. There's too many blackmailed people there.
Yes, that's certainly a fact.
Hey, Kelso, your volume just disappeared.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, okay. Sorry about that. Thank you. Thank you, George. Fred, there must be a lot of people whose arms are being twisted, who are being blackmailed in Washington. And the variety of tools, that's a very interesting idea you have, an executive order from Donald Trump or some other form of command from the office of the president. Here he is only 2 months in, and I like the way Stephen Bannon put it in a speech he gave about a month ago. He said, we're only at the top of the first inning in the Trump presidency. So, you ain't seen nothing yet. And that is the situation. He will find tools. He has imaginative people like you, Fred, in his administration, who will come up with really great ideas that he can use with all the tremendous power that he has. Was it Laura?
I think a lot of people are edgy that they're either going to be out of the gravy train or discovered or whatever else. The Paul Ryan thing with what he's proposing is ridiculous, but it's kind of a way for him to save himself. I mean, he's being torpedoed left and right. And most of these people that are doing it are probably complicit in some shady dealings. And the sooner we can get rid of them, the safer he's going to be.
Yeah, that's one of the stories that we're living now, is that Donald Trump, the opposition in what people are calling the deep state or the swamp, is very deep and very, very entrenched. And the job he has is humongous. And that's why today he was in Louisville. That's why at all of these rallies that he stages, that's exactly why he's doing it. Donald Trump is short-circuiting the system by going directly straight to the people. And draining the swamp. Yep.
Yeah, I think he single-handedly made the media irrelevant. Which is great.
Well, boy, I wish that were true. I wish his magic wand were that powerful. He certainly he's delivering crushing blows with his magic wand, but they're still that dog still bites. I heard your dog in the background there.
So
unfortunately, the media still has a great, great deal of power. And speaking of the media, Fred, let me share this with you and with the audience. I invested $5 this morning in the latest issue of the National Enquirer. Now, you would normally think, well, that's not my most serious newsworthy publication, based on years past. But you know what, folks? That's changed. The National Enquirer is still the National Enquirer. It's still got plenty of stories about, the sex lives and the ups and downs of movie stars and all of that kind of stuff. However, the cover of this morning's National Enquirer, proof Obama wiretapped Trump, lies, leaking, and illegal bugging. Next, treason charges and the trial of the century. U.S. spies tell all. Obama ran the most corrupt White House in American history. It's a great story. It's importantly, it's on the front page.
Freedom Party. This is the most
I'll come back to this right after this break. Stay tuned, folks.
In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today, it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We're talking with Fred in Georgia. And we also have now Jeff in Iowa. Jeff, you're on the air. Come in, Jeff.
Hello.
Hey, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Hello. Hello, do you hear me?
I hear you perfectly, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm going to tell you what's on my mind. John Stadmiller has been avoiding me all night.
Okay,
I've been
wait a
calling
minute.
His
Jeff,
board.
Jeff. Come on, Jeff. Knock it off. No. Engineer, turn it down. That's a ridiculous start, folks. Jeff, if you want to come back in and try a different approach, you're welcome to come back in, but that's not a good way. That's not a good way to start a discussion here on the network that John Stadmiller built. John Stadmiller is not avoiding anybody. Let's go to somebody who's really not avoiding, and that is Donald Trump. I'm going to go back to his audio in Louisville in just a moment. I just got a call here, a new caller, Haas in Nebraska. Haas, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, how's your spring equinox going?
Well, it's in the low 50s here in North Dakota, which is like being in hog heaven. It's wonderful.
That's tropical.
Yes, yeah. I rode the bike this weekend. But, no, I wanted to talk about, you know, we were talking about Trump's first inning and how he's done all these great things so far. You know, I don't understand why we can't attack the bear, you know, at the root of the cause, the Federal Reserve. You know, how it's not really part of the federal government and everything. And, I mean,
you know, well, Haas, have you followed? Haas, have you followed the discussion here on this show? Maybe you have. Wherein Donald Trump is now presented with three vacant seats on the seven-member Federal Reserve Board of Governors, and one governor announcing he's going to resign in April, and two of the seats already being vacant when Trump assumed office. So he can really reshape the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, which runs that institution.
I would like
as
to
soon
know,
as soon as you get,
you know,
go ahead.
It's not even a constitutional entity, you know. It should never have existed. In its, you know, I mean, like, there's a Grace report that you can read that, you know, describes that a third of the debt is wasted, so your income tax, a third of that pays for that, but then 100% of that goes towards the interest on the debt. So we're really not even paying for anything, you know. I mean, we're just paying for the interest on that.
Yes, Haas, of course, when I say President Trump can appoint three people to the seven-member Board of Governors, and one of those people next year can be elevated to the chairmanship. He can appoint people like, you know, just let your mind roam the list of your favorite patriots. He can put people who really know what's wrong with the Federal Reserve. He can put them in charge of the Federal Reserve. And so that's the most... Yes, go ahead.
I wish that we had people that were more like statesmen, not politicians. You know, I think anyone that says, hey, I'm a politician, I think you're just a... I don't think you're up for the job. When you say you're a statesman, that says that you are what you are, and that's what everyone that says they're a politician should say they are.
Well, I'll give you an example of just what you're describing, Stephen Bannon. Stephen Bannon is no politician, and he is the chief advisor to Donald Trump, the chief strategist. So it will be people like Stephen Bannon. Steve Bannon will come up with his own, you know, selections, and he'll review other people's selections for those three vacant posts. But this amazing thing, this dream come true, it's not even a dream that came true. None of us ever dared, would ever even dreamed that something like this could happen, that a patriot would be president who could appoint right out of the gate three of the seven governors. And then there's another position opening up a little bit more than a year later. Donald Trump could very quickly have four of the seven governors persons put on the board by himself. Stay with us, Haas. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
We're back, folks, and we have Haas and Rasmus on the phone with us. Haas, are you there?
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah. Where were you going before the break?
Well, the thing I wanted to, you know, the reason that you know, this income tax and debt is such a big thing for me is that, you know, I got a 5-year-old daughter and a one on the way, and I just don't want them or anyone else's children to be responsible for the debt that shouldn't have existed in the first place.
So true.
I think that this country should only exist on import excise tax. I mean, that's what it, you know, it worked, and then all of a sudden we had to create this entity to.
Well, you heard
fake,
Donald Trump.
Fake money.
You may or may not have heard the clip in which Donald Trump said today in Louisville, he was saluting Henry Clay, who was a great proponent of tariffs to protect American industry. So he was a protectionist. And Donald Trump is a protectionist. So Trump agrees with you. And also, Haas, the news this week is that, and this is great, that somebody is keeping tabs on this day by day. Trump, as of a week ago, had reduced the national debt for your children and grandchildren, Haas, by $101 billion in less than 2 months. And in the same 2 months in which, in his administration, Barack Obama increased the federal debt by $413 billion, a net difference between the two men of
that is a difference.
500.
That is a huge difference.
Yeah, that is really going fast. And today, also in Louisville, I'll go to that point in his speech in a moment, he pointed out that already the statistics coming to him from the Border Patrol and ICE are that illegal immigration into the United States in just these first 2 months has already been cut. And here's the number he used. Well, here, I'll let you listen to the president give you this number here in just a second. Let me go there, and Donald Trump will tell you what the number is. Hang on just a second here at 1 minute and 50 seconds into this speech.
I'll let you go so you can get to your other callers.
Hang on here he is.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Haas. All right, Haas. Here, just listen up. Listen for just a moment here.
Okay.
Here's Donald Trump today in Louisville.
Environmental. We'll turn the EPA from a job killer into a job creator. You watch. Since my inauguration, we've already added nearly a 500,000 new jobs. And that's, believe me, just the beginning. Just the beginning. And I don't know, do you see those consumer confidence levels, Matt? They're through the roof. I don't even know. I think you're doing as well in Kentucky, but I know you don't like Obamacare, I know. Great guy. We're working to remove regulations on our auto industry so we can make more cars right here in America, including more cars in Kentucky. We've wiped out many, many unnecessary regulations, and that's just the beginning. It's continuing on a weekly basis. We're getting rid of unnecessary regulations. We're going to be good for business, and we're going to be good for the workers of America.
Well, I don't have the exact...
We've also cleared the way.
Hang on.
For the Keystone and the Dakota
Access. I've kind of missed my spot there. But he says, either a little before this moment or a little after, that his statistics are that illegal immigration into the U.S. has already been cut 61% in the first 2 months of his administration. And that, for me, that's way, way more than worth the price of my ticket to this movie. Yeah. So, Haas, anyway, I just wanted to share that.
I'm going to watch it later tonight on Facebook Live. He had it live streaming, so you can look it up on his Facebook page and just watch it. So that's what I was going to do later. So,
all right, Haas. Thank you.
I appreciate the phone call, and thanks, guys.
Thank you, Haas.
And then, folks, at the end of this, listen to this crowd. I don't know the size of the crowd. All I can say is it's humongous. This is not diminishing in any way. And remember, previous presidents, I once went to a Ronald Reagan rally in Kansas City, Missouri. Oh, there was nothing like this. People weren't screaming their lungs out. The place wasn't packed to the rafters. And President Reagan was there, and Nancy Reagan. I got to shake both their hands. Was Nancy Reagan? I don't think I got to shake her hand, but I got to shake Ronald Reagan's hand. Here is. Just listen to the crowd. Listen to what this crowd was like, and they're all like this now. The media does not want to cover this.
And we are all made by God.
Playing the crowd for you.
As long as we remember these truths, we will not
fail. Nobody, nobody can beat us. Nobody. We are Americans and the future belongs to us. The future belongs to you. This is your moment. This is your time. And this, the United States of America, is your country again.
And I'll pause it right there. That phrase, this America is your country again. Ooh-wee, that's a mouthful. And what he's saying, you turn that around, he's saying that under President Obama and his crowd, this was not our country. And it's not just a change of presidents. It's not just a change of policy. This is a complete seismic shift in our future. And here you see it. Here's Donald Trump with all these smarmy people in Washington, like James Comey, nipping at his heels. And he's actually boarding jets and Marine helicopters and flying out to Louisville, Kentucky, as if he didn't already have enough to do, and addressing humongous crowds like this one. And I, you know, one of the nice things that may happen, George, is that now that he's not having to limit himself to the battleground states, President Trump is free to travel anywhere in the United States and hold these rallies. So, folks, you can cross your fingers that a rally like this is coming to your town soon, that Donald Trump will be there, as he was not able to be during the election because he had to limit himself to the battleground states, just as a fundamental part of presidential campaigning.
There's no reason that he can't turn a couple of blue states to red, including some really big one.
Yes. And one of those battleground states was North Carolina. Mark in North Carolina on the line. What's on your mind?
Hey, James. How you doing, man? And George, I think it's George is on tonight, too.
Yes.
We're here, Mark. Hurrah.
Hey, how you doing, brothers? I kind of wanted to follow up on Haas's call. James, you mentioned that, President Trump has the option. I mean, he's got the ability now to appoint some patriots to the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve. What do you think that a patriot could do in that position that would make a difference?
Well, how many hours have you got? Let's see. How about an audit of Fort Knox? Right off the bat there. Send in his guys, you know, patriot guys, to go into Fort Knox and check on the gold. Let's make sure it's there, boys. And it's just a laundry.
It's probably dust that was on gold at one point or something.
Yeah, right.
From what I've heard,
Yeah, but the list of things, and I'm not offering that one facetiously, that we do need to know. We need an audit of the gold. But the things that can be done are just spectacular. And let's hark back to President John Kennedy in 1963. He, on his own initiative, and he may have paid very dearly for this, he, on his own initiative, ordered the printing of silver certificates that were backed by silver and that were not Federal Reserve notes. He did this all on his own, using that incredible power that he has as President of the United States. And I don't know why this story hasn't been discussed more than it has. I don't know if anybody's written a good book on it. I wonder if anybody has one of those silver certificates. They were differently colored. They were printed in a huge amount. I'm not going to repeat the amount I heard because it seems impossible, but I actually heard an amount in the billions of dollars of these certificates were printed. He was going to, what was he intending to do with that? Well, ditch the Federal Reserve system. He was going to issue money. He was going to have the Treasury Department do what the Constitution allows it to do, which is to issue currency, and not this private corporation, the Federal Reserve. So the to answer your question, Donald Trump can do all these things. He did hint at this on the campaign trail, where he talked about, well, what do we do with that $20 trillion in national debt?
Hey, Jay, you're not sure drive a truck through that one. I want to pipe up before I forget it.
Yep.
Wish I were in his position. I would recall all the Federal Reserve stock. Say, nope, you're overseas. You can't own it. All the stock in the Federal Reserve gets recalled in the United States and then reissued to American citizens.
Beautiful.
Something like that. That would be a great way to get yourself assassinated, but that's what I would try.
Yeah, and Mark, you know, it's a beautiful question you're asking. And you know what? Your question extends to everything, the whole horizon of options available to Donald Trump. It's just a giant buffet feast.
How about ending the Federal Reserve from sending money directly from the Federal Reserve to favorite overseas people and corporations and governments?
And banks, yes.
What would that? Yeah, banks. Did I leave them out? yeah. And buying on and on and on and on. Yes, the Federal Reserve is the center of the beast. Boy, would love to take that thing down.
Yeah, one of the stories that we covered on this show is that there's strong evidence that the Federal Reserve is sending hundreds of billions of dollars to one Swiss bank, and that Swiss bank, it's documented, is buying humongous mountains of stock indiscriminately, just buying anything and everything on the stock market. And what does that look like? That looks like somebody pumping up the stock market. Not really even caring what they invest in other than...
And dumping gold and silver to keep those prices suppressed. But no one does things like that, James.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's all too beautiful, Mark, what with our own guy. It's an impossible dream. It's just wonderful. And it's just for shortage of time, for lack of time, Donald Trump hasn't been able to get into those things. Now, the enemy, what is the playbook for the enemy? They are using all the dirty tactics they can right at the beginning of his presidency to try to trip up and distract, to harry. That's what they're doing. They're harrying Donald Trump so that he has to spend time and his resources on fending off people like James Comey and the media. So, and again, what his strategy in return, Mark, is to go directly to the people, as he did today, as we just heard him. And right. And then go ahead.
Yeah, and now because I was actually thinking about that today in terms of the Federal Reserve. There's an old internet saying, "Don't feed the trolls." Well, I think we should not feed the beast, and the beast is the Federal Reserve, the central banking system. If you know they can, you know, there's a I heard someone mention that there's a trucker keeps a log for the Highway Patrol, and he keeps a log to get paid for him. You know, he keeps a fake log to show he's not been on the road. Well, the Federal Reserve, where does George Soros all these get all this money to, do all this insurrection and this genocide and whatnot? They can just print money. If you can print money out of thin air and then charge interest on it, you know, and all they have to do is add a zero to George Soros's $1 billion. Now he's got $10 billion to spend on genocide and whatnot. So I believe what I was thinking today, one of the most important things, I think people should just like go on strike. This as something that both the left and the right could coalesce around, not allowing, you know, giving the Treasury back the power to make money, to create money, and to stop the private corporations from ruling us. You know, they're using it. You can print money, you can do anything. What was that? Rockefeller or Rothschild said, give me the, I care not who makes the laws, but give me the power to make the money or something like that, control the money.
Well,
you know,
that's
what, but I was going to say, that's what we should maybe, I don't care if the country could go on strike, we should all go to Washington and demand that the politicians in the Fed, you know, in the Federal Reserve, and just, it's you know, that's what's one of the major problems we have in this world is the central banks, you know?
Yes. Well, when I was showing up at and organizing, actually, in 13 different cities, Ron Paul rallies, the biggest chant that we had, the biggest yell that we had was, end the Fed, end the Fed.
Yeah.
But it was wonderful. It was mind-boggling to participate in that. But the fervor of the Trump crowds is many times greater. We were all yelling as pretty much as loud as we could at those end the Fed chants in those Ron Paul rallies. That was back in 2008. So, yes.
Yeah, I was there, man. I about starved to death giving money to Ron Paul back then, man. Like, I mean, I literally went without eating. I lost, I'm not big to begin with, but I lost a lot of weight. And then, so yeah, and it wasn't a lot. I didn't have a lot of money, but I was giving every bit I could, you know.
I love that, Mark. You lost weight for Ron Paul. I love it for us, for our people. That's beautiful. Stay there if you can, and we'll be right back with you and more calls right after this break.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks, and talking with Mark in North Carolina. Mark, did you have a parting thought for our audience?
Yeah, just hit me. Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Andrew Jackson do something about ending the central banking system way back when?
And yes, he did.
Okay, and Donald Trump put a portrait of Andrew Jackson right behind him, right?
Right behind his desk, he had that pulled
out.
That
may be a clue of what he's got in mind, you know. Hopefully,
yeah.
Because that's the worst. that's about where the country really went bad, was when they let the central banks take over, man.
So. Well, you know, Donald Trump visited Andrew Jackson's grave and saluted Andrew Jackson. And he's made it very clear that he shares Andrew Jackson's populism, his willingness to oppose a central bank that's out of control, and also a Supreme Court that's out of control. He confronted both institutions successfully. He beat down an American bank. He also successfully challenged the Supreme Court. I don't remember the exact words he used, but the Supreme Court at one point tried to throttle him, and he said, "Well, you've made your decision, Supreme Court. Now enforce it." And what he meant was, "Hey, I've got the army, boys. I've got the guns. I have the enforcement powers. You ain't got nothing." So, and that's the way it stood. Go ahead.
Yeah. I absolutely agree. You know, and I think these people in that are running the central banks, I mean, need to take a look at David Rockefeller, who just passed away, and he knows now that hell is not a good place to be, okay? I can guarantee you that, you know, and they need to keep that in mind, because vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, okay? Jesus will take care of these people, you know, if they don't get their act together and repent, okay? I can promise you that.
Well,
preacher. I'm a priest. I'm kind of a preacher minister, so I do like to get a little bit glory
well, thank
to God
you, brother.
In here, you know?
Yeah, thank you, brother, for mentioning. I forgot to mention the passing of David Rockefeller, who I only got to see him in person one time, and that was at the Bilderberg meeting in, I think it was about the year 2008, in at the Marriott in, help me, George. But Alex Jones and I were bullhorning, and we got to bullhorn David Rockefeller from a distance of less than 10 feet, because as his limo drove in and out of the facility there at the Chantilly, that's the Chantilly Marriott, we were able to bullhorn him, you know, full volume on our bullhorns. And you got to see this mousy looking little guy. You know, he's old, so, you know, it's understandable. He's all slumped down in the back seat of his limo, but you know, he's looking at you and you're looking at him, and there he is. And Ben Bernanke, the same thing.
Did he give you the finger, Jane?
No. But, you know, Madeleine Albright, she was not in the back seat. She drove her own car, and we got her so hacked off. And I mean, this really happened. Madeleine Albright, we set up a chant. The chant was, "Madeline, oh Madeline." We had, you know, about 50 people just yelling, screaming. That she got so freaked out, the Marriott employees came back and told us she gunned her car, spun her car around and gunned it, and shot out of the Bilderberg meeting completely torqued out. We'll be back right after this. No, folks, we're not going to be back after a break. We've used up all of our time. We'll continue tomorrow night where we've left off. See you then.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to
Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.